Welcome to Deep Pockets by Petra Söderling, a conversation about governments, technologies, and innovation. You're now listening to Season 3 of Winter 2024. I call this season The Book Club. In March 2023, I published my own book, Governments and Innovation, The Economic Developer's Guide to Our Future, which is available in Amazon in paperback, hardcover, and as a Kindle ebook. It's now time to look at some other great books out there that discuss the same theme, how publicly funded technologies turn into privately run innovation, and what happens after that. Our theme song is by New Orleans jazz icon, Leroy Jones. Deep Pockets works in cooperation with Studio Aguse, a boutique recording studio in south of France for audiobooks, podcasts, and music. You're listening to the final episode of Season 3 of Deep Pockets. This has been one of the more challenging, but also rewarding seasons I've made. First, just to find suitable non-fiction books on subjects that meet the intersection of technology, innovation, and public good. Then, trying to reach the authors who often hide behind agents and publishers, and if you do get in touch with them, convince them to come to the show. But I couldn't be more pleased with the people I've interviewed and the books we've covered. Today I'm circling back to my own book, Government and Innovation, The Economic Developer's Guide to Our Future. The paperback came out in March 2023 and hardcover a couple of months later. Today, ta-da, I'm proud to announce the availability of the audiobook. You can find it in Audible and other Amazon-affiliated platforms. When I started to work on the audiobook, I did a lot of research on what would be better, hire a voiceover actor or read it myself. I never, by the way, considered to allow for an AI voice to read it. It's a personal book, so it had to be read in a personal manner. And I decided to read it myself with my non-trained voice and my Finnish accent. I wanted the audiobook to have the same high-quality look and feel as the paper copies have, a distinct style and feel. I had looked at renting studio space in Denver, Colorado, and around the Washington, D.C. area, but I hadn't found one that would be reasonably priced and would accommodate my sometimes hectic traveling schedule. During COVID, my husband and I, still living in New Orleans at the time, wanted to buy a second home in south of France. And by summer of 2023, I had spent a lot of time in this quaint little town, Saint-Pons-de-Thomières, and made some local friends. One of these friends happens to run a chambre d'hôte, or a bed and breakfast, with an adjacent recording studio. His name is Chris Elliott, and he is with me here today. Welcome to Deep Pockets, Chris.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
By the way, we're not recording this in his studio at the moment, but in my house. So don't take this podcast episode as a sample of his work. So Chris, you and I started to record sometime late last summer, accommodating my trips to and from the US. Do you remember exactly when it was?
September maybe? Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe September.
Yeah, so we started to record in the studio that you have there on the second floor. And we set up all of the equipment, like in the middle of all the musical instruments, and we set up all the noise levels. And then you decided to start renovating the space.
Yeah, sorry about that. That was probably the trickiest thing, wasn't it, about the whole recording, was that we needed to start recording before we had that finished space to work with. Now we do, and it's a finished space that's ready to be used. It's a big live room, a separate control room, and it's built inside what used to be an old bank. So there was lots to renovate, and all non-existent before, but now we've got a pretty tailor-made space to work in.
It is beautiful now. So then last winter, we actually had to change the rooms after we had set all the noise levels and everything to one of the bedrooms in your bed and breakfast, which was not heated because it was off season. It was very cold. Remember, we were recording wearing our hats and gloves.
Yeah, that was not ideal, was it, to change rooms? But yeah, it was lucky we started in summer, so at least we were warm while we recorded the first bit. But yeah, no, it was a tricky little period, wasn't it, to try and fit in all the recordings whilst allowing me to knock half the room down at the same time. So
yeah, so the studio is almost finished. It's beautiful. So what do you want to do with the studio? What kind of audience are you looking to get there?
Really, my plan is to just record as much as possible. So my history and background is more music, but I'm an avid reader as well, so I'd love to work on more audiobooks, maybe some songwriting, recording workshops as well. It's a great space to have, and it's great that it's attached, you know, to our guest house, as you said, which is a massive bonus. You know, it means people can stay with us, they can record in the environment, they can then stay in that environment and stay with us for, you know, however long they need to, and hopefully they can make something they're really proud of.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the Maison d'Agus, because it's gorgeous?
So we have a 5-bedroom guest house here in the Languedoc region, in Saint-Pons-de-Thomières. All rooms are just bookable as a normal B&B at maisonagus.com, and you can go and see all the pictures of the website. The website looks really nice after my partner's renovated it. But yeah, it's a really amazing old townhouse, and we're lucky to be here and have all that available to us in such a beautiful area with all the outdoor activities and cycling available.
Mm, sure is. So going back to our journey with the audiobook, I remember you were behind the computer, so I didn't exactly know what you were doing. So tell us more about, you know, the technology and recordings. How did you do all of that?
Well, that's lucky, because I didn't know what I was doing either. We recorded every chapter separately, which is no small undertaking for the reader. I think there are lots of different ways that you could record an audiobook, and for me, I think the most important thing is that it's right for whoever's reading it. So you could record, you know, because I think by the time we finished ours, it was well over 10 hours, which is really, really a long time to be in front of a microphone. So, you know, there's lots of different ways you could do it. You could record the whole 10 hours and then pay someone to go back through and try and cut and edit all the little pieces. We kind of went for our own kind of approach, which is a bit of mix and match. We tried to do chapter by chapter, mm-hmm, on separate tracks. And when we heard something that maybe we didn't like, we would stop, go back, and then rejoin from that place. So, you know, I think that's a pretty unique kind of service. I don't think you'd get that in much bigger studios. So I was glad to be able to, you know, hopefully make something that was easier for you to do it.
It was super convenient for me. And then it was time to upload to Audible. Tell us about that.
I think the whole process was a bit of a learning curve, wasn't it? It was, you know, I've done lots of music before, and I think a lot of the parameters that you record to are a little bit simpler actually with music. Because of the room changes and everything, I kind of dug us into a little bit of a hole where, when you try and fix a real sound problem with technology, you end up making more problems than you started with. And with an audiobook, more than anything else, you want to start with the purest audio that you can. So in a perfect world, I would have just said to you, Petra, that we should just start again. But after the 11th hour, I didn't fancy that conversation. So.
Okay. So what's the overall experience now as a music producer and a music studio owner, having done one audiobook? How would you compare the two experiences? We did one audiobook from start to finish with the author reading it. Have you thought of how to offer this service to other authors?
Yeah, firstly, I think it's really different recording music and audio books, like I just said. But, you know, music's very stop-start, you know, often musical phrases. You know, the time it would take us just to re-record one phrase could just be 30 seconds. So it's so easy to drop in and, you know, do that chorus again or do that verse line again. Mm. Whereas, you know, for us, we're trying to, when you're trying to do an audiobook, you're trying to get a whole chapter to sound like it was one take. And the best way to do that is to do it in one take. And obviously that is incredibly difficult. So, you know, I think I really love both. I've really enjoyed the process of going through it. And audiobooks present that kind of unique challenge that the sound of the room and everything that the microphone picks up is so important because you hear everything. Just like someone listening to this podcast, if I stopped talking, you would hear everything in the room, every single little reverb. And I think that's a nice challenge to have. But yeah, it does require a kind of a pure approach to it. But yeah, I'd love to do more audiobooks. I'm quite keen to read as well. I think mixing the person who is reading, recording and editing the book all into one person is probably the easiest way to promise a surefire result, because you're ensuring that, you know, if someone who's actually the person doing the recording and editing is also the person reading, then they know what they will be happy or unhappy with. So I think that would be nice, and obviously I'd love to do more music as well, you know, whole albums, bands, EPs. I think hopefully we can, at Studio Goose, we can help everyone do, you know, whatever that project is that's burning away in the back of their minds that they always wanted to do, and hopefully we can help them do it.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for coming to Deep Pockets, Chris.
Oh, thank you for having me.
The audiobook version of Government and Innovation, The Economic Developer's Guide to Our Future, is now available on Audible and paper versions on Amazon or your favorite bookstore or library near you. If they don't have it, ask them to order from ingramspark.com. Studio Agus is available for all authors looking for an easy, enjoyable, full-service audiobook recording experience. And finally, thank you to all of Deep Pockets listeners. As we close Season 3, The Book Club, stay tuned for a refreshed version of Deep Pockets in near future. You've listened to Deep Pockets by Petra Söderling. To subscribe for more content like this, go to petrasoderling.com. The wonderful music you heard is by Leroy Jones, an iconic New Orleans Jazz Hall of Fame trumpetist. You can find this and other Leroy Jones tunes at your favorite online or offline music store. Deep Pockets works in cooperation with Maison de la Guse, a quaint bed and breakfast, and Studio Agus, a boutique recording studio in south of France for audiobooks, podcasts, and music. Stay in the beautiful bed and breakfast maison while recording your work, assisted by top hospitality and audio technology professionals. Find on Instagram as Studio Agus, that's AGUZE. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and share our episodes. It means a lot to me and to my guests. We appreciate your support. Thank you.